Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 67, Rabbis on Roller Skates.
That Rabbi's on acid!
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
Anvil.
Okay, there we go.
He didn't even flinch when I punched him into balls.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty impressive. Alright, so, we got a pretty interesting show today.
Yeah, we've got a pretty interesting show, indeed. And I figured...
We have a pretty interesting show, indeed.
Nipples.
I figured we would start out this show with a couple oh for fuck's sakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh for fuck's sake!
As a lot of people know, Rammstein is coming to America for their first show in 10 years.
10 years?! Does that mean that we were still in middle/high school at that point?
Yeah, basically.
Yes, that's what it meant.
Actually, all high school, forget it. Forget middle. Not even in middle school, and 10 years ago.
But
well, except for the duck over here.
I was in high school.
Maybe I was in middle school.
Really?
Yeah.
But with us, you're older than me.
I was still in middle school. It doesn't matter. It was 10 years ago.
I remember 10 years ago. No, actually, sorry for cutting you off. 10 years ago, you were in high school, because 10 years ago, our freshman team won the championship with me as the all-star.
Yeah, but do you still not account the whole half of that, you know, the school session of, like, the 8th grade? Because that's middle school for me. 8th grade was middle school. So I had to deal with that.
Well.
Ah, fuck! Oh, because I won.
No. Oh, that's wrong!
I forgot to mention, Anvil made a little boo-boo last week.
There's no cast, so looking at a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, still hurts. Anyways.
And actually, technically, if you want to get technical, 10 years ago today, we were in high school.
Yeah, fine.
Fine.
Anvil wins.
Which means everybody loses.
Especially you.
Ow.
I barely hit you.
All right, so we'll start off this fuck sake.
So they announced one show for 2010.
One?
December 11th.
Yes, one.
In New York City.
Yeah, and of all places, New York.
At Madison Square Garden.
That's not what the Oh For Fuck's Sake is about. So, we try to get tickets because, let's face it, we really wanted to see Rammstein.
Yeah, we love Rammstein, but the whole thing is I'm kind of broke, and then the other thing is the tickets would have been probably $80 to $100 easily. No. I know that the ticket prices,
yes.
I'm saying they could have been like $40, but we get fucked, and we get to the point where it's $100 and above, and maybe even $1,000 above, and then go down there... by Boston, if we're lucky, and
hotel.
Then get stuck in a hotel or something like that. And I don't know. I'd have to automatically collect four because I'm too big.
Okay, that's not what the Oh For Fuck's Sake
is about. And my prostitution job doesn't pay enough.
Yeah, never does.
Because of Blue over here.
As a gift, one of our parents wanted to buy us tickets.
Yeah, but of course we're not that lucky.
Yes, the show sold out in seconds.
Yes, mere seconds.
Sold out, right there.
That's not what the Oh For Fuck's Sake is about.
It's not?
No. Keep going. Keep digging down the motherfucking rabbit hole.
You see, it wouldn't be an Oh For Fuck's Sake if it were just all fans of Rammstein that have been wanting to see the band for God knows how long.
10 years.
For 10 years, yes. And Maybe even more because, you know, some might have not been able to see him during the Family Values tour when they were with Korn and Limp Bizkit. Well,
whose fault is that? It's theirs.
They might not have been alive during that time.
Well, what 10-year-old will be allowed to go to New York to see Rammstein?
Not many.
Lucky good one with great parents.
Hold on. Let's just put it this way. There was the whole thing when they were in Worcester.
Yes.
And he pulled out the dildo and started spraying the crowd with it and stuff like that. So there was that whole thing where he actually got arrested in mass. So of all places for Rammstein to have gotten, you know, arrested. Right here in Massachusetts.
And they paid a $25 fine and
apologizing for boot dishing the whole fucking crowd.
Yeah.
Anyways. But
that's not what the O for Fuck's Sake is about.
Alright, just keep going. Alright.
What the O for Fuck's Sake is about is the fact that many of the tickets were grabbed by motherfucking scalpers who are on StubHub and on eBay selling them for over $3,500 a piece.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you know that they have sexual intercourse with their mothers?
Well, it's just a generality of a motherfucker. Because of the fact is, there's probably a shitload of them in a room with phones, and they all called at the same goddamn time. And
with we're computers. Able
to still pick up that thing with all these credit cards that are actually stolen from other people so they could get the tickets, then sell it on eBay, StubHub, Ace Tickets, whatever else that you could find them on. It's ridiculous. So, I don't know. I do feel like, this is an O for fuck's sake because of the fact is the people that have the right to pay for those tickets and not get fucked in the ass in order to go and pick up some Rammstein tickets, it would suck. I mean, if you think about it this way, if you took and put money down on a plane ticket to fly over to Europe, then you had to stay over in Europe in order to watch the actual concert, you motherfucker. Stop that. So they had to go and, you know, you'd be spending about $3,500.
Yeah.
It's about around that.
Yeah, so it'd be cheaper to see them live in their own country.
Yeah, definitely.
I would love to see them live in their own country.
I know, you were telling me that last week.
Yes, I did.
But the fact is that people who have been dying to see the band live...
In America.
We had, are coming to America.
Have had their chance stolen by these morose, cunty twats.
Yes.
Morose. Explain to our fans what morose means.
Morose just means extreme.
Nice.
Just extreme. You hear it in a lot of the Jane and Silent Bob movies.
Now, I want to know, why on a show full of bastards would you use a large word?
Just to make us all feel inferior, you asshole! No, I'm just kidding. You're a bastard. Stop trying to hurt the king.
You know, when people listen to the audio version, it's going to more sound like you're masturbating.
Yeah, most likely.
No, you don't hear the lotion in the background.
No. All right, stop that.
Stop.
Okay. All right, now what's the second O for fuck's sake because of the fact is the anvil has one?
Well, I have a couple, but we'll touch on the most important one.
Yeah, let's go with that.
My O for fuck's sake is these fucking retards that keep on attacking our police officers. All right, earlier this week in our fair city of Lynn, you know, 17-year veteran is standing there doing a detail for Verizon when a gentleman whose name we will not mention on here because it is not worth his name being
basically
mentioned.
Basically that, but you could probably find it out by the news if you really give a fuck.
He was
DC McFart Stinker.
Yeah, we'll just call him that.
Yeah, all right.
So Douchey
was acting all funny, so the officer walked over. Sir, are you okay? He strikes the officer in the head with an object, causing the officer to stumble. They wrestled. A Verizon worker came to help, and Douchey grabs the officer's weapon.
Yep.
Fires one round at the officer, which grazed his hand, luckily.
Yeah, thankfully.
And Douchey puts the gun underneath his chin and pulls the trigger, committing suicide. Which, I do find one thing hilarious about this whole matter. We have flower pots in City Hall Square of Lynn. The one that Douchey landed on belongs to a funeral home.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just think it's ironic. But it's not the first time this has happened over the past few months. I know I'm a member of Officer.com, and I'll get messages for officers being killed by people attacking.
Yeah, what they call them is officer down alerts, which, you get them between email or you can have them sent to your phone or stuff like that. And it's really powerful because you can see just the random shit that happens to officers or anybody that's in the line of duty.
Yeah, there's one that I really felt bad for a few weeks back. Louisiana officer was dispatched to a house and an old lady was hearing noises in her house.
Okay.
He arrives and the old lady's outside and she says, "I think there's somebody in my house." He said, "Go to your neighbor."
Yeah.
She goes and he watches her walk into the house, of the neighbor's house. He draws his weapon, checks the front door's locked, and he makes his way to the back door. As he goes to enter the door, three individuals inside open fire on him.
Oh, shit.
And he was shot to death.
Yeah.
And it just happens. I watched a video the other day that was sent to me by an officer that I know. We used to work together. Now he's, California Highway Patrol. And he sent it to me. He's like, "Dude, I can't believe this happened. Take a watch." Over in Alabama, there was a normal traffic stop. Officer pulls the father out of the vehicle. He's off to the side talking to him. He's waiting for backup because the guy had warrants.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the teenage son hangs out the window and opens fire on the officer with an AK-47.
Yikes!
Yeah.
The officer was killed. A few hours later, the father and son were caught up to, and in a shootout with police, both father and son were killed.
Yeah. Well, but the other thing, getting back to the main point that with the Lynn incident here, we've been kind of noticing like a pattern here where there's suicides as well.
Yes.
So was there was a 6-incident suicide thing going on.
Yeah.
People getting bullied and killing themselves. It's kind of getting ridiculous, and we're kind of tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, shit, you guys didn't hear about the goddamn suicide walk? I mean, prevention, it's coming up soon.
But
supposed to be for preventing suicide.
Truth to be told, when we were kids, it didn't happen that often.
Right.
Not that we could notice. It probably happened once in a while in a sprinkle here and there. We'd be like, what the fuck is that?
I know in my 6 years between high school and middle school, I know 2 people.
Yeah.
One was a good friend of mine whose family was killed in a car accident. It happens.
Yeah. That's the concept of the bumper sticker of shit happens.
Yes. And then there was another instance of a person being high on drugs and they accidentally killed themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
There's always that one.
And then my buddy Corey recently killed himself after coming home from Iraq.
Yeah. There's I don't know. It's a motherfucker right now. Especially the economy. The shitty economy. I wouldn't bet that was not a part of the issue that happened with that guy. He was either in court and he walked out that way or he was coming from another direction and he was just fucked up altogether and just wanted to end it.
Yep.
Pretty much.
But I mean, you have the kid from Saugus who jumped off the overpass.
Yes.
There was a girl here in Lynn that they just found hanging in her hallway.
Yeah. It's a motherfucker.
There was a 6-year-old that killed herself over on the West Coast just recently because she was being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And the youngest case of suicide in the United States is 4 years old.
Four.
I thought Japan was bad.
Her mother sent her to her room and yelled at her, so she hung herself.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say on this matter is if you are having problems, you have principals, teachers,
guidance counselors,
suicide hotlines.
Even go to,
just go to the fucking hospital. Coach.
Talk to any teacher.
Right.
If you see a police officer on the street, talk to them. They can help you.
Yeah.
Just talk to somebody, your parents.
Well, just make sure we keep telling the police officers, don't put you down so hard. Because I heard incidents. It's not fun.
No. It's like one of those whole aspects where you don't need to kill yourself. Just talk to somebody and get this problem taken care of. Because that's what happened when we were kids. Or we'd get into fist fights.
Yeah.
I know I got into a lot of fist fights. But it was one of those, me and a kid didn't like each other. We fought it out. And that would be it.
And I got, picked on too. And I just knew how to stand my ground and snap back at them. And as someone who is autistic, it really made them shit their pants when that happened.
Well, yeah. It's not really, you know, their fault if you brought your pawn to school, Duck.
Besides that, you douche. Anyways,
I had to.
I mean, I dealt with shit back when I was in elementary school, and then a certain thing happened to me when I was in eighth grade. Not wanting to mention on air, but a lot of people backed me up, so no matter what, if anybody had an issue with me, they had an issue with everybody around me. And that means there was a lot of people. I had connections between football to every fucking other sport that was on there that, you know, it wouldn't have mattered if they fucked with me. And I wasn't able to hold my ground, which I had karate and some other shit in my background. So if I couldn't have held out my own, I had tons of people behind me to take care of it.
Bigger people.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, I can seriously say I've never been in an actual fight, but I would know how to handle myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, there's shitty things, shitty situations, and you have to deal with it and just keep on fucking chugging along. You can't just let that one thing fucking go on you and just be like, all right, that's it, hanging myself in the closet. You know, you can't do that. No. Stupid bullshit like that, no. Just doesn't work like that.
And for people that live in New York, if you decide to do it, please jump on the Yankees bus.
Yeah, especially that.
No, I'm kidding about that, but... No, I mean, just talk to people. You know, suicide is not the answer.
Never is.
No matter how bad your life is, there's always somebody in the world that's worse off than you.
Unless you're Osama bin Laden, then you could go fucking kill yourself. That's
fine. Oh, yeah, we condone that one.
Yeah, we condone that one.
But, you know, if you look at the world, you have people in Africa who are starving, have no place to live, and yet you're upset because some kid called you ugly.
Yeah. Shit just happens. All right.
You know, if I killed myself every time somebody said I looked funny, oh, Lord.
That would be a lot of caskets.
That's what I'm saying. Because I look funny. I got a big head. Especially the
well, at least you're not Adam Sandler with an egg head, bud.
You know. Yeah, but I got that, you know, Sharpay dog thing.
He has the Kevin James going for him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But
and he looks like
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, yeah.
Nicolas Cage just has head slammed in a locker. Because, you know, kind of long and
for some reason, one professor that at the college that I work at keeps calling me Capote, and she means really Philip Seymour Hoffman. So it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
please.
He does look like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
All right, thank you for clearing that one up, because I am not fucking Capote. There's no fucking way I'm Capote.
So it wasn't you that was directing Jack Goes Boating.
Fine.
He is actually Sherman Capote as well.
Yeah, great.
And he has a thing for Peter.
God. I don't have a thing for Pedro. Fuck you.
Peter.
Pedro.
Peter.
Fine, Pedro. Peter. Okay, fuck it. All right, let's go. All right. So, suicide, bad. But we're going to go on to movie.
Attacking police, bad.
Yes, bad on attacking police.
And
bad
scalpers.
On scalping you bad. Motherfuckers.
Yes, scalpers are really, really bad.
I hope the police fucking get you when you're trying to sell the tickets outside of the fucking stadium.
And then when you attack the police, they suicide you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to.
Well, hopefully when Rammstein sees this, they'll add more dates and places.
I fucking hope so.
They come to the TD Bank North Garden.
They better.
Yeah, they better. Because that would just be an awesome concert altogether.
Yeah. Even if they were to have to co-headline with someone in order to tour and sell out crowds, it would just still be amazing.
And the Duck would become their groupie.
I could see that with Disturbed or something like that. That would be
I would say have System of a Down get off their fucking hiatus, and them and Rammstein tour together.
Yeah.
How high is this hiatus?
Very fucking high. All right, let's go into movies then.
Well, while we're on the subject of suicide, we're going to talk about the movie It's Kind of a Funny Story.
This is a kind of a depressing fucking show, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, actually, It's Kind of a Funny Story, you know, gives you the hindsight of what it feels to be depressed. And I guess this is kind of one of those good movies maybe for people to watch that are depressed.
Yeah.
That will notice the fact that, or there's more shit to do in life than just be like, fuck my life, I'm going to go kill myself.
I'm
going to
go jump off a bridge.
Mustafa!
But I mean, I do like how they start off the thing, because it's in a dreamscape, and he's on the bridge, and he's like walking across the thing, and
there's the dad played by Jim Gaffigan, and the mom.
Mom, I don't even know who the fuck that was, and the little girl. Anyway.
She played Laura Gilmore.
Oh, yes, I knew the Gilmore Girls.
All right, well.
And then it's like, yeah, son, what are you trying to do? I'm going to jump off. But what's going to happen with your bike? You know your sister really wanted that bike.
Oh, that's Lauren Graham.
Yeah.
Lauren Graham.
So more or less what they were trying to do is like, oh, well, you forgot about us as well. You forgot about dad. You forgot about mom. You forgot about your sister. What do you think that would do your sister? You know, because Of course, his sister's like a brainiac or something like that.
Yeah,
too.
Child prodigy.
One of those child prodigies, the ones that has to have their hand held in order to cross the street, but can fucking do algorithms and shit like that.
Yes.
I can only say that, yes, that would be detrimental to that little fucker.
Yeah.
But, so, it kind of gave you that point of view and the whole concept of him going and showing up to the hospital. I mean, from the shit that I saw from the trailer, I saw a lot of the actual, like, things right off the bat. So they didn't give you, like, the whole thing away.
Yes.
They actually didn't really show the ending on the trailer. I'm actually happy about that because
yes.
It's kind of annoying that the fact that you always see that, like, the ending on the trailer or something like that.
And what sucked about the trailer, though, it makes audience members believe that it's going to be a full-out comedy when it's not. It's a dramedy.
Yeah, I mean, it's right in the title. It's kind of a funny story.
It's kind of a funny story. Not really.
Yeah. Well,
but it has funny elements to it.
Well, oh, man, I couldn't stop laughing at that movie.
Yeah, that and those goddamn fucking teeny boppers I wanted to kill on the other side of the audience.
And in front of us.
Yeah, that too. I fucking hated them.
I wish I brought straws to shoot spitballs out.
That or BB gun, but, believe me, I wanted to shoot him so badly with a BB gun. that was how badly I was just like, shut the fuck up, lady, please.
Those are like little kids that were just
either
like
way,
going,
they
were like 15 or
they were
16.
15 or 16. They were definitely, you know, around that age. But back to the story.
They were tweens.
I felt that this movie actually moved along actually kind of smoothly, but I did hear there were parts of dry toast, but
yes.
I didn't really actually feel that. It felt like it moved kind of right along. It got to the point where you weren't just sitting around and seeing the depression,
right.
You were feeling it, and
yes.
They would move on and try to give you the next funny little part to make you feel happier.
That's actually a good
way
of looking
or
at
way
it.
Of
yes.
Looking at, yeah. I mean, because I've had friends that gone through that situation, and I believe me, it's really fucking tough when you see how like things go on. I mean, a lot of the funny thing was is you know how they had their coordinators and stuff like that, the people that are
yes.
telling them the point systems and stuff. They never dress like that. They have to dress in like medical clothing, more or less. They have to
yeah.
have kind of like the getup. But they were dressed up in regular clothing. That was kind of confusing me at the start because I thought that motherfucker was out of his fucking head.
Certainly not. But he looks it, too.
He has the long hair with that, and yeah, it
mm-hmm.
definitely was.
I was expecting Justin Timberlake to play that position.
Especially when he was going bzz, 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 yep. bzz, to the other guy. Especially on that part. I thought he was like really fucked up in the head. But yeah, I mean, they did definitely do a good job with the actual characters in the movie.
And the guy from Uncle Ben Rice was in it.
Yeah.
No.
No. But I mean, he was a funny schizophrenic guy. He did a really good job.
I'm just
hoping that he's not a real schizophrenic.
In regards to the pacing of the movie, it started out slow because when you have something like depression, you feel that life is slow.
It's very slow, and it gets to the point where, especially when he was sitting in like the hospital and stuff like that. I mean, to have Zach Galifianakis' character, Bobby or something like that.
Bobby, yes.
Bobby,
Bobby!
Yeah, come right up to him and start talking with him. Kind of was like trying to get to know him.
Why would you
want
to go to school in the summer?
Yeah, I mean,
you should be going to Coney Island and
Bird dogging chicks.
Yes.
What,
do you understand? What's a bird dog again? What's bird dog
chicks? It's basically like flirting.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. I thought it was just like motorboating chicks or something like that. Like, whoa,
yes.
Dude, I think you could get away with that? No way.
You walk right up and go. And then
how many lawsuits would that happen?
Many lawsuits would that happen?
I don't know. There's got to be lawsuits and shit like that.
Way you said that. It was how many lawsuits.
How many lawsuits could happen?
Oh, could.
Could happen.
Open your ears, ducky.
God damn it, man.
All right, fine. How'd you feel Zach Galifianakis was in the role of Bobby? Because I felt, it's not an Oscar-worthy role. Maybe a Golden Globe nomination at least. Definitely an Independent Spirit Award.
Well, this is an independent movie.
Yes, it is an independent movie.
It is an independent movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who was the actual main character? I don't even know who the actor was.
I forget what his name is.
But I mean, he did actually a pretty good job considering. I thought this was actually going to be kind of shitty, but I could see him actually coming up as a really good actor, so to say. Like, you know, he's going to get hired for a couple more movies.
Yeah.
No problem.
Keir Gilchrist is a kid's name.
Oh,
Gilchrist,
okay.
Yeah.
Gilchrist. It's spelled Christ, and he played Craig.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what,
instead of Christ, it's Chris. But, okay, shh. Yeah, I was right.
But as the main character, it was, you know, he was able to portray himself as, you start off the first day, he's wanting to, like, really just jump off the bridge. And then as he moves through the first couple days, he's getting, like, more and more. And then there's that whole incident with the girls, and that kind of sets him back a little bit. But this is a 5-day period. And believe me, 5 days feels like fucking centuries because of the fact is how it draws out in a hospital. I mean, yeah, you could go and sit there and watch a clock, but if you're really fucking out of it, do you want to sit there and watch a clock? No. So, yeah, they did do a good setup because of the fact that they did with Zach's character and his character, because they were almost on the same time scale of getting out. I mean, except Zach was already been in there for a while. So, next to that, especially when he starts getting to the point where they start forcing him to do stuff like drawing.
He was kind of shy. He needed to get out of his shell.
Yeah, well, it was artist block or whatever the fuck they were trying to call it, which is, you know, stupid bullshit.
You should draw beavers. I don't think you're drawing beavers like what you think it is. That's a nice beaver. Yeah, I thought you meant vagina.
Yeah, I know. That was actually pretty funny. I was not expecting her to say that. Like, I was not expecting her to be like, I thought you meant vagina. And then the old guy that never said anything said something. I didn't hear it because everybody was laughing so loud. So I might have to watch it again whenever
he said,
like, it comes
out. I want vagina.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he said? Okay, because I couldn't hear over the loud laughing little giggly bitch girls. Yeah, exactly.
I like Jacob. I like Edward. Wrong movie. Oh. Yeah.
So
stone him to death.
Please. So, yeah, I feel like this movie was actually pretty damn good. They did a great job on this. And I was going in thinking, like, what the fuck am I going into? Yeah. Do I have to really relive this?
But I thought they did a great job. I love the soundtrack in the movie. I don't know if you noticed, but the part where he's laying in bed after he has upset Emma Roberts' character. The song that's playing in the background is Where Is My Mind by the Pixies. That's the song you hear at the end of Fight Club.
Yeah, there's that. Dude, that song's used everywhere. It's just not one place, but believe me, that's an all-over-the-place song right now, so... Yeah, I mean, all together, do you want to rate this bitch?
Well, you had a bit of a complaint with them using the song Under Pressure.
Alright, that's one of those goddamn songs that's being used, like, way too much. I mean, what's the other song that was used in, not another teen movie, the,
Easy A?
No, not Easy A. Well, actually, probably Easy A as well, because they used a lot of the movies, like, song movies from, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's the other one I'm thinking of? It's the sport one there that they did, like... Oh, fuck. The comebacks. When they did the comebacks and they did the whole dance scene and the song and everything like that, it's been done before.
How's the song go?
I don't even want to start it because I know it will just start like a whole fucking thing and it's domino
effect.
No,
we want to know. Sing it.
No.
Because it's going to be eating at us.
Yeah, because it's bothering the two of us.
No, because you're going to start singing it. Fuck you guys.
No, I don't know what song you're even talking about.
Good, I don't want you to know what I'm talking about anymore then.
Just say it.
I don't even know what the fucking song is.
Well, then sing it.
No.
We'll know it.
How's the tune go?
I don't even know anymore.
Just go da-da-dee-dee-doo-doo-doo.
I know. Give us something.
No, I don't even remember the name of the actual fucking song.
It's not the rock and roll... It's not that Gary Glitter song, right?
Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, from the Losers!
Yeah, exactly.
Believing!
I fucking hate you. Anyways, I'm saying that these songs are, like, way overkilled, and it gets to the point where, you know, they just break out into song and dance. I mean, hell, they brought out... Zach Galifianakis had a motherfucking, like, glitter beard. A fucking glitter gem beard. What the fuck?
Guess what?
What?
Under Pressure.
You're gonna make me break the fucking window. Stop it. So they didn't even show him actually singing. So more or less, but everybody at the end, they were just pausing. And then they were like, yeah! And then the girl comes up and gives him a hug and blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's kind of like, what the fuck? It's a little bit too happy-go-lucky there, but I guess whatever floats your goddamn boat. So,
but the song really did fit with what was going on in the movie. Although, I think it would have been a little bit funnier if they had done I Want to Be Sedated by Ramones.
Yeah, there's probably that one would be a little bit better. But I feel that it's kind of like another what the fuck. Why the hell would you, you know, put a little, like, number in the middle of the thing? I guess, yeah, you can have fun with the cast, but
Yeah.
Leave it on, like, the DVD special or something like that, because I think they could have cut that one out.
Like an Easter egg?
Yeah, like an Easter egg.
Now, what do you think of Emma Roberts? Because I think she could have a pretty good career, almost as good as her aunt there.
And who's her aunt again?
Julia.
Julia Roberts. Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I feel like if she keeps going and doesn't turn into some of the other little fucking bitches that keep ending up in drug rehab.
Yeah. Every fucking Disney actress out there.
So it just seems that if she can keep going and, you know, finding her acting careers and stuff like that, she'll be all good. So she's already got doors open just because of the fact that she was related to, like,
Julia.
I mean, all she has to be like, oh yeah, Julia Roberts is my aunt. Okay, you're in the movie. Just go ahead. We don't know what the fuck we're gonna do with you, but here, ad lib some shit. So yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that she's gonna be that great, but but there's a good chance that, you know, she could really do some good for any movie that you could put her in.
Probably.
Maybe she could replace Megan Fox in Transformers 3.
Yeah. Well, no. If Megan Fox says it's going to suck...
What does Megan Fox really know?
Yeah, she doesn't know shit. I feel that...
What has she really done?
Yeah. What the fuck have you done lately?
Everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
She's even on my resume. No.
Oh. All right, well, let's just rate the movie and get on with this.
I think I would give this a 4 out of 5 because I wished a little bit that the pacing was a little bit faster in the beginning of the film. But like you said, it did add on to making the movie experience, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. It made you feel like you were with the character Craig at all times and you were feeling what he was feeling.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, had plenty of good laughs. I would definitely recommend it to people. Not the best movie of the year, but something really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Something to go with the friends and have a little bit of a laugh.
It's one of the best independent movies I've seen in a while.
Yeah. I mean, next to Hurt Locker.
Well, that was last year.
That was last year, but yeah, within the
year.
And
that took movie of the year as an independent. This isn't going to take movie of the year. There's some other ones that have come out this year that have been pretty good.
But that's weird, though, because I can only really think of 3 that are worthy of Best Picture.
And that is?
Inception.
Okay.
Shutter Island.
Okay.
And The Town.
I hope The Town gets it, just so DiCaprio doesn't.
Yeah. Just because DiCaprio has too many roles.
Yeah. He's a bitch.
I don't think so.
You don't think DiCaprio's a bitch?
Nah.
He's just too hardcore. Okay. I mean, at least in some of his movies, he actually dies.
I'll give it a 4 out of 5.
I think actually we're going across the table here, but 4 for me as well, because I felt that it was great. It wasn't going to be a 5-star by any, you know, chance, but I think Zach Galifianakis did a great job with his whole peering off into the, you know, abyss, basically, whenever anybody asked him questions, and he went... He kind of, you know, if he didn't like the question, he would stare off and just, you know, ignore it and then go back to a totally different thing. And that's what a lot of these people that have depression and issues such as that, they'll break off and totally start a new conversation just because they don't want to start with whatever.
And that fit of rage that he had when he was worried about the after effect of the interview.
Yeah, saying that he says that he fucked up completely and he just came in screaming and I've seen a lot of shit like that happen too, where people have just gone in and... either bit the fucking pillow and started screaming really loudly, and you're like, oh shit, somebody's fucking pissed.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Or they punch a telephone pole or something.
Yeah, there's always that, too. There's the telephone punching, breaking of knuckles, and what is that thing again?
I think there's still a splinter in there from it.
Fuck you. We're not talking about me here. We're talking in general.
Sure, we're just talking in general. All right. So, yeah, I mean, all across the table here, 4 out of 5 for the...
It's kind of a funny story.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go and toss it over to Anvil.
I saw the new Karate Kid movie.
Talk about it.
Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith.
All right.
Compared to... It'll never beat the original because nothing could beat Mr. Miyagi.
No.
But Jackie Chan gives Mr. Miyagi a run for his money.
May he rest in pieces.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mr. Miyagi will never, you know... be any different, and they didn't call him Mr. Miyagi. They actually respectfully changed the name.
Well, no, that's because of the fact that Mr. Miyagi was actually Japanese. He wasn't Chinese. He was Japanese.
Exactly.
So well, that's totally different continent.
That's why
here.
They didn't do, you know, Japan. They went China to, you know, make the differences.
Yet they were still able to capture the story, correct?
Yes. The same issue, the same fight, everything that needed to be done. Different way of getting there.
Yeah.
This time, Jaden Smith has a love interest in this really nice Chinese girl, who is a violinist, and studying to get into China's version of Juilliard.
Ah.
And they become really good friends, and maybe a little more than that, but we won't discuss that part.
Yeah, anything that that Will Smith wouldn't let go through.
No. My son cannot do you donkey style.
Yeah, there's no such thing. Now, did you think that he got, like, really ripped for this, and do you think that's going to stunt his growth by any means?
Actually, he wasn't that ripped.
Oh, okay, because it looked like the commercial made him look like he was like...
No.
He was like, whoa, buddy, whoa, calm down.
That's what I was expecting, but, you know, he looked like he you normally should.
Get off the fucking
His arms room. Looked a little ripped.
Oh, okay.
But what it was, in his chest and everything, but they had him doing a lot of push-ups. He never touched weights.
Oh, no shit.
It was all of this push-ups, and sit-ups, and sit-ups.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you're supposed to do at that age. So, the cuts and stuff that he did have were from just push-ups and sit-ups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he did a great job. You actually saw, you know, like, he was trying. You could see pain in his face on certain things. So, I thought he did a great job.
Yeah. Now, what about the whole thing about him, you know, training him by different methods, like the jacket thing, the tennis balls, the what? Yeah, what else was there?
There was mainly a lot of the jacket.
Yeah.
And the tennis balls. And then there was also this one where he had ropes around his wrists.
Yeah.
And there was long sticks, and he had to be controlled.
Oh, okay.
And that was his way of, you know, mimicking. And it had, you know, forced him to trust.
Yeah.
They broke down, you know, how his wife died differently.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they actually gave him a child.
Wow, no shit. Oh.
That died with the wife.
Oh.
I know.
Sad fucking story.
And there's this car in his living room, and he fixes it up every year. And on the anniversary of their death, he gets drunk and beats it up with a baseball bat.
Wow.
Weird.
What a way to do it.
I know. But yeah, I thought it was a really good movie. I think everybody should check it out.
Mm-hmm. Star rating?
I'll give it a 4.5.
Out of 5, sweet deal.
Okay. Because I think, you know, just the graphics and stuff were done properly, and, like, the bruising.
Yeah.
I looked at it, and I've compared it to bruises that I used to get from fighting.
Yeah.
And then what about the actual fight scenes?
They looked real, and they actually added some new choreography to it.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, this one part where he does a flip and actually kicks the dude downwards.
Oh, no shit.
Which is a real move. And some of the stuff looks like it could be MMA moves, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was kind of impressed because it seemed like they had to transfer from the whole Japanese style of fighting to the Chinese style, which is kind of like wushu and stuff like that.
They did kung fu.
Oh, well then, yeah, there you go. Kung fu right there.
The legend continues.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. It was more or less when you had Japan, which is karate.
Yeah.
And then Kung Fu is China. So, you know, it goes along with that saying. So, at least they were able to hold that to it.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out until, you know, they said Kung Fu. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
So, all right. What about the other movie?
I'm all set with those.
Okay. Well, I thought I was watching one movie sometime last week. I thought I was watching that documentary, The Cove. I don't know if you heard about this one. It's about
the dolphins?
Yeah, about the dolphins, about the slaughtering of dolphins. And I felt that something was a little bit off with the documentary. And I realized, oh, wait a minute. I'm watching the Patriots kill the Miami Dolphins.
Well, just so you guys know, I will have another movie to talk about next week.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about Couples Retreat.
Nice.
And my mom got it from Redbox, and I'll watch it tomorrow.
I've seen it, and yeah, I'll comment with you on that next week.
Oh, sure. You made fun of me when I wanted to see it, but you've already seen it.
Well, that was because I was flipping around, and all of a sudden I had magically ended up on it on my movie channel.
Magically.
Magically.
As in,
it wasn't like, here, Couples Retreat, yay!
All right.
I think that's fabulous.
Fuck you. All right, so the Patriots played Miami Dolphins this week.
Yes.
They came, you know.
What's that beautiful score?
41 to 14.
That was good. Fuck yeah.
Wes Welker looked beautiful.
Fuck your Dolphins.
Blocking the punt. Blocking the field goal.
And intercepting for a touchdown.
Did you say Patrick blocking Trump. The cunt?
Blocking the punt.
But
sorry, with that, sorry.
He didn't get Special Teams Player of the Week.
Oh,
he lost it out to Josh Scobie of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the kicker.
Of all fucking people.
No. Because he kicked a 59-yard field goal to beat the Indianapolis Colts.
Okay, I'll give it to him on that right. one. That is actually pretty
I was
impressive.
About to say, are they favoriting fucking Florida or something?
Nope, because it beat the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
Giving the Colts a second half of the season.
Colts can, you know. But listen to this. 59 yards, that's a motherfucker. He went half the field plus nine yards. That's fucking crazy.
It'll be a long
and
time.
And that's not including
that's not even the world record,
15 but. Yards behind that he's standing.
Yes.
The longest is actually 69.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah. It actually happened a couple years ago. No, wow. 67, I apologize. Me and him watched it together.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking crazy.
But,
wow, the coach must have had really big balls to decide on that.
It was at the end of the game.
So yeah, it was a tie game.
It's all for broke. It's like, it's fourth down and, like, basically five or something like that. And they just went, and they were like, fuck it! Boom with your fucking leg!
All right, slow motion, have Chariots of Fire playing in the background.
The situation was there was 1 second on the clock, tied game. If it went in, they won. If not, they went to overtime.
Yeah.
So the coach said, let's do it, and he made it. The least productive member of the Patriots was Randy Moss. They threw to him one time in the end zone, and he dropped it.
Yeah.
He hit both hands, he dropped it. He bitched to the quarterback coach. And as of this week, Randy Moss was traded to the Minnesota Vikings.
So that's why we didn't hear much crying.
Exactly. Now, unfortunately, we have to find another top receiver. So, do you know what that makes the Patriots?
What? What does that make the Patriots?
Under pressure!
Oh, god damn
it. I had to.
Fucking hate
I
you.
I had to.
You motherfucker.
No, but they've actually been talking.
I killed you.
Fuck you! To former New England Patriot and former Super Bowl MVP Deion Branch about making a return.
Awesome.
Yes, I still have his jersey at home, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could be good.
With that said, I mean, I with the news, how it was going, it seemed like, well, a lot of the people I knew on Facebook knew what the fuck was going on, like, before I even knew what was going on.
Yeah,
I had even one friend saying that, if Randy Moss gets traded, I'm going to be clubbing baby steals. And about 20 minutes later, okay, everybody, I'm clubbing baby steals. And I went, whoa, buddy, calm down. Don't club the baby steals.
Wait,
too late. Here's a picture of me.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then there's a giant steal already hopping onto his back.
Yeah.
No.
The problem was he was clubbing a Navy SEAL.
Oh.
All
right, well, with that said...
His buddies really didn't take too well to that, so they started beating the shit out of him.
We were hearing, like, the whole thing with, Randy Moss being compared to Manny Ramirez, and I felt that that was a little bit too harsh on that part, but a lot of other people actually agree with that, so it's kind of hard for me to say. I mean,
maybe more like Pedro Martinez.
I wasn't fucking there, so I wouldn't know exactly how he acts in the locker room, how he acts on the field with his teammates, how he does everything. Well, but besides the whole fact that there was actually the contract meeting, and he was just sitting in the other side of the room with the fucking headset on, I heard something like that.
And at halftime of that Miami game, he actually bitched out the quarterback coach in front of the entire team.
You think that might have been the thing that costed him his...
I think that was finally it, and they said, you know what, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Go fuck yourself, sayonara,
Wait, now this is the motherfucker that was like, hey, did you see that catch that Randy Moss caught with one fucking hand? Yes, you, motherfucker.
And then I get a text message minutes later, Randy Moss is getting his new contract.
No.
Well, actually, no, he was right. With a different team...
Fuck you, both.
So anyways...
I may be only 170 pounds, but my ass is strong.
Whoa!
Yes, the ass is strong with this one.
He's so used to clenching around the penis.
All right, anyways. Yeah, so with the whole Randy Moss gone, I feel that it seems with your whole setup of having him on there, Welker is going to just be the target now. I mean, if
don't forget about Rob Gronkowski, right, Aaron Hernandez, Julian Edelman, Brandon Tate, who we all know could be a deep threat with that speed because just last
week
he
returned. Wait, did you call it a deep throat?
Deep throat.
Deep threat. Stop thinking about deep throating. You already talked about how tight your ass is from, you know, being a tight
Shut
end.
Up.
All right. Enough of the porn, you know. But let's put it this way. I like the fact that Tate does have his capabilities of the speed. But more or less, I wish that we could get our hands on another kind of Randy Moss character.
That's what we're talking to Deion Brand.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I'm saying, like, his height and how his, you know, the length of his legs to make the actual push. He's gotten, like, the step up on a couple people. But, of course, Randy Moss even got to the point where he's like, yeah, I've lost my steps. But...
we have to remember, he's about 35 years old now.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But what we need is a young, tall player who can actually catch the motherfucking ball.
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, so...
Aaron Hernandez is a Spanish version of Randy Moss.
Well, then there we go. That's better off.
He just plays tight end.
Well, then maybe we could break him off that and put him in...
And he makes 10% of what Randy Moss makes.
Well, Randy Moss is also a veteran. But no, the thing with Aaron Hernandez is he not only can he play the sides, he's really good up the middle, too. And that's what we need.
Yeah, so it just seems that we need the jack of all trades, master of none of them. So, but, I mean, more or less, I would like the concept of if we had the two Randy Mosses on the outside, and then we had the Welkers on the inside, being able to cross up on the inside with the Welkers, and go far and deep on the outsides with the Randy Mosses. That's the one thing that I could say that makes the Patriots really that good, to have the other team's defense spread the fuck out and get confused, and that's what fucks them over, and that's what gets us the first down, or otherwise the actual touchdowns. That's what I'm trying to put out there, is that... losing this type of a player and trying to gain back another one that we used to have, I don't know how this is going to actually end. I mean, this is just weird that it actually ended in the bye week, and now he's on the Vikings.
Playing Monday Night Football. First player to play two Monday Night Footballs in a row, and it's in time for Minnesota to play the Jets, which can help us.
Yeah.
If Minnesota beats the Jets.
But that's the thing is that they've been kind of failing a little, you know, they've been doing okay, and then they fuck up the rest of the game.
Jets are number one in the division, so...
Yeah, but if they're able to take them down, well, all I can say is go Randy Moss on that team.
Actually, the next team we play will be my birth... No.
No, no, no.
No, 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 there is one more game.
There is one more game before that, and I'm trying to figure out who the hell it is, but keep talking.
But yeah, I mean, when we come back, you know, we got a lot to play for.
Well, at least it wasn't, like, middle of the thing. It actually was at the starting.
Well, it's almost the end of the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I never liked having the Patriots, like, play, you know, have the bye week right in the middle of the actual season. It always fucks things up.
Yeah.
I'd rather see them have it now than later on.
Oh, we get Baltimore.
That's who it was. I knew it was, you know, it was either Baltimore or the Chargers.
Well, Chargers are my birthday weekend, yeah. I remembered.
So,
and then we get Minnesota, which Randy Moss will come back. Where is it at? It's at home.
Yeah, no shit.
So Randy Moss will have to play at Gillette one more time.
No shit.
Now, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving Day against the Detroit Lions.
Oh, no. Wait, seriously?
Yep.
Yep. Here come your Detroit Lions!
Yeah, so
they just ride out in caskets.
Yeah.
And here's the New England Patriots. We are New England!
And then there's, you know, the musket rifles blowing off everywhere. So, yeah.
And the Lions just start dropping dead.
Yeah. Well, you know, that would probably save them the embarrassment.
Well, that said, you know, the Red Sox are officially done.
They're done.
We could put a nail in that coffin.
But I do want to talk baseball for a moment.
All right. Go for it.
Because we saw history this week.
Another no-hitter.
Yes, but let me talk about it. For the Philadelphia Phillies, Roy Halladay, who's been in the league for 15 years, made his postseason debut. He's never been in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Throws a no-hitter. Second one in baseball history, and the only other one was in 1956 by a New York Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to get past that. The Bruins opened their season today in Prague against the... Albuquerque Coyotes. and they lost 5-1. Yeah. 5-2, I apologize.
I could tell they were kind of losing during the second period.
Yeah. Shut up!
4-0.
But at least they were able to put 2 on the board. I'd rather see that than a total shutout on the first fucking game.
Yeah.
So
we will play again tomorrow, so we'll see where it goes from there. Hopefully we can at least start the season 500.
Well, that's the other thing is that it seems that they're going to be versing the same people. Well, no, wait, actually.
No, they play tomorrow.
Are they playing tomorrow? Because it says that's Sunday.
Dude.
Is that the wrong schedule?
There and there.
Oh, my bad. Those I'm looking at the pre-season. Wrong. Those are the preseasons. Because
that's Belfast.
The Lord, and thinks it's October 2nd.
I'm sorry. I'm fucking out of it, man. Mm. Yeah. But at least, you know, they're done. They're going to be doing that 10 a.m.
Yes.
What the fuck? Well, at least you can wake up to Bruins tomorrow.
I'm not going to wake up to Bruins tomorrow.
Wake up to fucking Bruins!
I can't.
Yes, you can. All right. Well, anyways, with that said,
The Celtics played the other day in their first preseason game, and they've actually played 2 of them. They look really good. Shaquille O'Neal, you know, the first game is a Celtic with 7 assists. Him and Rondo meeting up a couple times for the alley-oop.
Yep.
He's blocking well. We're looking good. I really think this is it. We've got our championship team. They beat, you know, the New Jersey Nets, which isn't really that hard.
Yeah, it's the Jets.
No, Nets.
Nets, man. Nets.
But right. Then they got October 10th. They've got Raptors, which is tomorrow.
Yes, and then the Toronto. 12th, they have the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, so.
And you know, Toronto, those basketball players come out with their hockey sticks, and they just look confused. It's kind of sad.
They come out with ice skates on. You know, the center wears, you know, goalie equipment. And they yell, Viva la Revolution.
They'd be like, hey, you bastards tricked us. You thought we were going to be on the ice. Eh?
Now that's the one thing I have to say is what is your feeling now, seeing that is getting into the season with the Miami Heat, seeing that they've got their whole...
They're bitches.
Their three musketeers, supposedly.
Oh, and the Lakers are bitches because they lost to a no-name team.
Who's the no-name team?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
No. No, even worse. A European team.
Oh, no. No.
Lost to Europe.
You're shitting me.
Really?
Yes. Oh, man. The coach actually almost had a heart attack after. He was so excited. The entire city is still celebrating.
Grotsky, we won the basketball game. Y'all, go to Linderman.
You think an LA riot is bad? That shit was even worse.
Dude, what accent was that? You went from Russian to German to Slovakian. You just jumped the entire continent on one.
I thought I heard a hint of Croatian in there.
Ooh, well, you know.
That's the point. It's a man who represents all of Europe.
He's got his little heart on for Mirko.
Oh, yeah, that's always true.
Hey, it's okay that you went home and masturbated to his poster.
I was masturbating to Gina Carano.
Oh.
Whoa. Do you even have a picture of her?
Yeah, on my computer.
Well, me and him have autographed pictures from her from when I met her in person.
Alright, well, anyway.
You're like, fuck you, I hate you now, Doug.
Hey, he got the Ramstein, you know, autograph one, so that's pretty sexy.
Yes
it is.
Not saying I would commit to it.
No, I love Ramstein, not in that way.
I'm just happy that he could get it. I wish I got my cell phone, too.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Alright, well, yeah, so...
Well, actually, in our little discussion that we normally have about cancer at the end of our show...
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a little bit in here now, because... Padres legend Tony Gwynn has been diagnosed with cancer.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Of the salivary gland. Don't ask me what it is. I only read it. But we wish him the best of luck. He is a true legend.
I have a feeling that somewhere around from like the mouth down into the throat or something like that. It's got to be somewhere around there because yes. I wouldn't doubt that there is some kind of a throat cancer or something.
Well, he never did chew and tobacco.
No, well, not chewing tobacco. I mean, he could have been a smoker. He could have. It doesn't matter. There's so much shit that could happen, and it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, he could have been, like, subjected to chemicals when he was younger or some shit.
Of course. You never know. Mm-hmm. He probably could be eating lead paint.
Asbestos.
Yes, asbestos. He liked the paint chips back when the lead
invasion.
The lead, you know, the lead days.
Thank you for talking so you guys can fully hear what I said.
Yeah, I know.
But also in good news, though, the Bruins re-signed Zdeno Chara and Patrice Bergeron this week.
Yep,
Chara
to right 7 years,
and Bergeron yes. to 3.
Yep. They did it right there at the Prague game.
No, they didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. 2 out of 3 says he did.
Fuck you. You know nothing about hockey still.
I need Nenya to be coaching me on that.
I know more about hockey than she does.
Oh.
Bullshit.
Oh, she would hear right now. She would hear right now. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Dude, I've been watching hockey longer than she has.
Are you saying you're older than her? Maybe.
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
But I know that, you know, Bruins were on when I was born, and my mom would sit there, hold me, feed me, and watch the Bruins.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry.
But BC, I think they lost.
Dude, I'm a Notre Dame fan.
But BC lost.
So?
Okay, fine. Then I'll look up Notre Dame.
Notre Dame won.
Oh, then Notre Dame won. And there you go. You happy motherfucker.
This just saying Notre Dame lost because Anvil wanted them to win.
What? Go and check the score just so I can prove him wrong.
What score?
Go click on NCAAF. Don't touch my head.
Well, I mean, we're always trying to prove things and one up one another and all this other bullshit. Where is it?
Go over to.
Okay, here we go. Did I go over too far?
I don't know. No,
nope.
Maybe.
Wait.
They played.
There you go.
No.
No.
Just click on all scores.
God damn it, man! Come on.
Dude, let's just move on with the show.
Yeah.
Well, no, I want to see it though. I want to see what the final was.
Now we got Strikeforce tonight.
Yes, we do.
Yes, which is KJ Nunes versus Nick Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Nick
and
Diaz.
Miss Sarah Kaufman is fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Who is absolutely beautiful as well.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yes, nom, 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 nom. So, what do you guys feel about the fights?
Should be pretty interesting. Let's just hope it's not another episode of Ow My Balls like the last UFC pay-per-view event.
Yeah, this is where pay-per-view. They were kicking the fucking cup off, basically.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that there is a woman fight tonight because they try to start pushing those a lot more, and I'm hoping that Strikeforce will start pushing a lot more fights. I mean, it just gets to the point where I'm kind of getting annoyed where they only have one really once a month, but I think it's because they're in competition with UFC, and they feel that if people are just watching UFC, nobody's going to watch Strikeforce. So they have to fight with the whole fact of maybe you should find out whenever UFC's doing their shit and do it the weekend after, because they usually never do a weekend right after another, except for the next next weekend, there's the free UFC fight that everybody can watch. I don't know what channel if it's going to be.
Spike.
It might be Spike. Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking. It might be just straight out Spike. You can watch it instead of like the pay-per-view, and then you can actually do... then the week after that is a pay-per-view to, you know...
With Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, which we're actually really happy to see him fighting still, you know, especially after surviving everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a great fight, you know, to see that happen. And I don't know, if there's any big wigs on the actual free fight. I don't think they would do that to us. They would not give us the capability of having awesome fights. Yes, great, fine. 23-17, Notre Dame, you douchebag. You had to dig through everything. You had to even go to ESPN3.com. I'm surprised you didn't go to the Ocho while you're at it.
I was going there next.
Fucking ESPN, the Ocho. Alright, so, alright, I think we can move on, can't we?
Weren't you just talking?
No, I wasn't.
After everything he's been through.
No. After everything
he's
been
through. You're talking about Brock Lesnar.
I already said that shit.
Yes.
I already said it. We're done.
We said our piece about it.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you both.
You're too busy going after the fucking ESPN Ocho shit. So fuck the Ocho.
ESPN 3, I didn't go Ocho yet.
It looked like an 8 for a secondary. Alright, so, yeah, let's keep moving on.
Let's talk about video games, and you got to try out the new game from, I believe they're called Pixel Jump, right?
What?
The company that brought Explosion Man.
It's not Pixel Jump.
Explosion Man!
You're fucking it up with Comic Jumper. That's Twisted Pixel.
Twisted Pixel.
Twisted Pixel. So yes, from Twisted Pixel, they created the game Comic Jumper, where we were able to check this out back at PAX East.
Technically, it wasn't playable.
It wasn't playable, but it was actually, you were able to see what the fuck they were going to do with this game, and kind of gave you the music and all this other fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The demo's out. You can actually buy the thing for 1,200 points or Xbox Live points. It's not PS3.
Yeah, but so, it's Xbox
fuck
exclusive.
Your PSN. Fuck your PSN. Anyways, and it's not on Wii because Wii is just Wii. It doesn't have the good capabilities, which they need to catch up on that
they
shit.
Need that.
So you can actually do demos. You can actually fucking buy other games and stuff like that. And try the demos beforehand so you don't spending Xbox, Wii points on your shit. And it gets to the point where it doesn't, like, really matter because you just wasted that money.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the stupidest thing anybody could ever do. Now, the other thing is that I feel this game was actually pretty funny. I mean, hell, Major Nelson got in on it as a joke where he has the Brad bots chasing him around, even though it's not actually him getting chased around and falling off buildings and whatnot. But they definitely did a good job with the game, so to say. It's kind of got its funny characters. You got Brad and the Brad bots, more or less this big hunk guy, you know, thinks he's the fucking shit, but he has robots as babes.
Yes.
That, like, adore him. And he tells them what to do, and he has them attack. But they're robots, dude. How loser-ish is that? Oh. So anyways, enough with the pointing the fingers. They definitely did a great job with the whole thing where they have the character, you know, jumping through
comics. I'm not bulimic!
God damn it. So they have the characters jumping from comic book to comic book, and it does a really great job of where they, you know, actually give the real comic to people, and the people are looking at it going, wow, this is actual shit. This fucking comic book sucks. And then this is like a kid on the playground. He drops it on the fucking floor and starts, you know, batting dirt over it and stuff like that and walks away because of how bad it was. And all these other people are, like, one guy's sitting on the toilet, and he's just, like, looking at it, and then he looks at the toilet roll, and he's ran out of toilet paper, and he just starts, you know, like, breaking it off and start using it. So, it's just, like, his sales went down. I mean, even there's a person that came in to try to do, to buy a comic, the comic thing, he's like, I'll give you the whole case for free, because it's that shitty! So, it got to the point where you have to be, you know, the main character, and you have to jump into other people's comics.
Captain Smiley.
You have to be Captain Smiley to help everybody. And in that sense, because a lot of the main characters are somehow missing from their comics. So once you help them out and they come back into play, you get to play the first start because you play through the actual comic that everybody else is reading and says it is absolute shit because it was shit. But it was funny at the same time. And I mean, the whole concept of him beating on the Brad bots means that he's beating women. So he's kind of like, what the fuck? You're making me beat women. That really looks good. So the whole design of the game was, you know, is clever, but also it was kind of a pain in the ass with the actual Brad bots. The Brad bots seemed to be a little bit too tough to kill. Or
That's because what a lot of the critics have been saying, that this game has been like, really difficult. Like, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World difficult.
I think they kind of gave it that little touch to the game because of the fact is they wanted to make it a little bit complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So you did get a little bit of frustration from the game because of how bad the comics were.
Yes.
So it gets to the point where the Wookiee is on the roam.
Oh, so, I'm being attacked by a Wookiee.
All right, well, anyways, so it gets to the point where, you know, he goes through the first part, and he's just about ready to fight Bradbot and the Brainiac guy again, and they get to the point where he's like, what the fuck is this? And they stop, and they break off, and the woman says, okay, this is really bad, your comic books are shit, and then you have to travel around in the little lair that he has, and even Brad is there hanging out with the Bradbots, and he goes, what the fuck is this? And he goes, seeing that the comic did absolute shit, I'm gonna sit here and wait because you destroyed my fucking vehicle. You had to blow up his helicopter.
Yeah.
At least they gave you a good, like, boss battle and then into a falling scene, which if you try the demo, you'll understand what's going on or what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
I don't understand anything you're saying.
Good, because you didn't play it. Anyways.
Oh. Really? Shit.
Brilliant.
I should go play that right now.
No. Alright, so.
Yes, on your fucking invisible machine.
Yeah, the sex box. So, so with the whole setup of this game, it seemed like it was pretty good. I'm not saying it's going to be the greatest game. I'll give it probably a 3.5 to a 4, around there, to give it fair, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I have to say that. I mean, like, if you've ever played tried Splosion Man, It definitely has its complications, because with Soldier Man, you had to blow him up, stick onto a wall, and blow him up and stick up onto another wall. And if you fucked up, you'd either fall into whatever was coming up from the ground or something like that. It was now, really...
Did you get to try out Captain Smiley's ultimate move?
No, I didn't get to try out that because, I don't know, I got to the point where I played it, you know, right straight through. I didn't get to do any of his, like, special moves.
Oh, okay, because it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
It's actually live action.
Oh, no. Well, I felt that with the attacks and everything like that, when he kept on getting hit, you have, like, this little health meter, and it doesn't really help because the health meter doesn't give you the whole fact that are you gaining health back when you're running and you're not getting hit. It didn't seem like you were getting health. Or there's not another way, really, to gain health back unless there's certain things around. I can't remember, really. But it seems that the game is all right in my book to go and try out the demo before you actually go and buy it. It's just, you know, it just depends on who you are and what you think of the actual game.
Yeah.
And if you're actually a comic book lover, so you actually can get the, you know, the jokes and all the little funny in between. Okay, then. So, now what's the next game here?
We got to check the demo for Castlevania Lords of Shadow, starring Sir Patrick Stewart.
Alright, so why don't you take this first, and then I'll add mine.
I played a couple of the old Castlevania games, and I have, like, the remake of Castlevania The Adventure of Rebirth on my Wii. And... from what I've heard of this, it's a completely different story. I don't know if it's one of the, if the main character is a Belmont, they didn't really get into that. But when you start playing this game, first thing you notice is just how fucking amazing the graphics are in it.
Yeah, they were actually pretty impressive, and I felt they did a really good job, and it kind of actually felt like I was playing maybe the version of Underworld.
Yeah.
Like, it could be like they took the actual Underworld movie and turned it into a video game.
A little bit, but more in the time of the Black Plague and so.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying the prequel one that they created.
Right.
Remember?
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Rise of the Lycans. Correct. Yeah. I thought you meant more like.
No, I'm not actual... saying like. No, I'm talking about like how they did the werewolves and all that other stuff. I think they did a really good job because some of them actually stood up for a little bit and like walked around kind of.
I liked it when you got to stab one of the werewolves with like the big giant thing of wood.
Yeah, it was a pretty big fucking stake, all I could say.
Yep. What was it? Using their weight to your advantage. How's that go?
I don't know really. Actually, I didn't get to really. Take on the last, like, little werewolf after you fell off the horse and everything like that. Mm-hmm.
It was in that movie, Pathfinder.
Oh, okay.
Remember with the bear?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you can't defeat the bear, then use the bear's strength against it. So, more or less, he was able to take the pole and stick it into the ground and have the bear run straight into it and fuck himself up.
Right.
So,
that's what you did with the werewolf thing.
Yeah, basically did it that
Castlevania
way.
Lord of the Shadows. Now, I do have one little bit of a complaint, and it was during the horse riding scene.
Oh, yeah, so what
I was
that?
Having a little issue with trying to battle out the creatures.
Oh, you mean like when he's, you know, he's trying to swing the sword and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell it is.
While you're trying to balance on the horse.
And then you get knocked to the side, and then what it is this weird little circle would come up like this, and then on the outer side of the circle, you'd have to wait until this thing came back in, and then... hit it at the right point to get him back on to the main thing just to keep on whacking.
I had an issue with that.
It was a pain in the ass, but I think that's probably one of my only real complaints with this game.
With the demos, at least.
Well, yeah, the demo for that part, at least. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it was kind of a pain in the ass to get to that point and get knocked the fuck off and then have to fight all those
weird things.
Yeah,
and...
all the werewolves and whatever else they could throw at you, really, at that time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems that... it's kind of a fucking pain in the ass, but the game, the demo for me, I give an easy rating of 4.5.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know if anybody, if you don't like Patrick Stewart, maybe you don't like this game, but...
If you don't like Patrick Stewart, you're not human.
Yeah. Well, it's just they use him as a voice actor and everything like that to narrate the whole thing, so he could get a little bit annoying, but at least he does it properly and reads it all the way through.
Yeah.
You can always trust in that. All right, so next one.
I tried this demo for a game by the guys who did the Worms series, Team 15.
Yeah,
it's called Alien Breed Impact, and in this demo, you try to escape from a dead spacecraft, and you gotta kill the creatures that are trying to harm you and burrow through the whole space machine before it blows up.
Ah, sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah. Now, the controls, I had a little bit of an issue with trying to aim at first.
Yeah.
It took a little bit to get used to, but being able to switch weapons, like just from a regular pistol to a machine gun to grenades, it was very easy. Because it was just the simple push of the D-pad.
Yeah.
And the graphics, while... Alright, it was gritty. Like, it was kind of a little bit tough to see some of the shit that was going on.
Okay.
But I felt that was trying to build the mood and atmosphere of this ship that was in danger of exploding.
Yeah.
I did like how the aliens looked. They kind of looked like... I wouldn't say Starship Trooper aliens, whatever they were called...
You mean the actual bugs?
The bugs, yeah. I wouldn't say they looked like them, but kind of, sort of.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say they look like the bugs,
yeah, but they look like bugs. Yeah, but they're kind of, sort of.
It does get a little bit repetitive while you play the game, because it is just like shoot, 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 collect, shoot, shoot, collect, without any, like, sort of variety appearing. So that was a tiny little bit of a turnoff, but... altogether, for this demo, seemed pretty good. I'm not sure how much the replay value is, because I don't know if there's any sort of bonuses or different types of ways of playing this game. So, I guess I can give it like a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Now, you wanted to talk about something called Hydrophobia?
Yeah, Hydrophobia was one of the other games that I guess they're doing another type thing like how they did with the summer, where they were putting out these... you know, summer arcade games, and I guess they're probably doing this as the version of the fall arcade mm-hmm. games. So you had, you know, Smiley and Comic Jumper come out. I think there's going to be a new, like, pinball game or something, too, that's going to be coming out
pinball this coming week. Rhythm.
No.
No.
And then along with that, they have the game that I played, which is Hydrophobia, which is kind of fucked up because of the fact is you're in... I don't know. It doesn't seem like it was an underground thing, but apparently water is coming in everywhere. Shit blowing up everywhere. And I don't understand the fact that if she's afraid of water, how the fuck is she swimming in water? Mm-hmm. You know, how she's doing all this stuff, but...
She probably has no choice.
Panda, I got to check it out too, and she was telling me that it was kind of weird, and it seemed like it was an alright game. So I'm going to have to give it as a short rating 3. Because it was kind of hard to move the character around. It was really fucked up that way.
Okay.
And it just seemed like it was annoying. But one of our viewers here is actually talking about... Maybe we should talk about Back to the Future game.
Yes.
The new one coming out.
With Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd's going to be in it.
Well, we already talked about that before.
Well, we talked about it a little bit.
I don't think we did really touch on it.
Well, we at least mentioned it.
But we said we were going to wait until we could try the game first.
Yeah, that, then he's talking about the new Duke Nukem preview.
Oh, we definitely talked about that.
Yeah, yes. There's that as well. BioShock 2 coverage, we did talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
It seemed like that game, you know, getting to watch the actual first play of the game was actually, it was pretty cool, but also, I'm like, great, it's a prequel, right?
Yeah, BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, so, then they've got another Fallout coming out on the 20th, so they've got the add-on there. Halo Reach, as he says, is just another Halo game, which yes. I do agree, because, I don't know, I'm just tired of the goddamn Halo games.
Me too.
Then there's the Portal 2 trailer that has him jerking off, apparently. He's so happy. which I haven't gotten to see that video yet, but I'm going to go and definitely check it out probably after this. And hopefully I'm not jerking off about it, but I will be happy.
You don't want to traumatize your nephew. You kind of do.
We already did traumatize him multiple times, especially when he was younger. I don't even know how the fuck he's not in the mental fucking institution.
Which one?
All of them.
I was going to say.
I was talking about Danvers, but Danvers isn't there anymore.
Yeah. I miss that place.
Yeah.
I just go paintballing in there at night.
And try not to fall through the floors.
Hey, that was only on the third floor. Third floor. Fourth room on the right. If you came into the back stairwell, there was no floor.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah.
It's a good practical joke to pull on someone. Yeah. Hey, come on in here. Oh!
Well, there were side wall. You could hug the wall. So if you're sitting like, yo, hurry up, get in here, boom. Moron.
Yeah, I broke my fucking leg. Thanks, jerk.
Hey, there was a mattress under there.
Yeah, right.
With the spray right. sticking out.
All right, so I think I'm done with the gaming here.
Yeah. I have one more demo. Just a total shit game called...
Then don't even talk about it.
Well, just to warn
people.
We
have to warn people. We have
no warnings.
Called Topa Toy. All you fucking do is riding in a fucking hovercraft from one end of the level to the next while opening gates by solving puzzles.
Well, it seems like a fun game.
It's shit. It's boring. It's dull. Graphics are meh. Controls are shit.
Okay.
And it's creepy dog people.
Well, from what you've told me...
That sounds like dog soldiers.
I could give it a rating from what he's told me already.
A what?
A 0.3.
Negative zero.
Nah, I'm giving it the negative zero.
All right, but actually back to Comic Jumper for one more thing that they actually did a really smart thing with this game is with you having to actually explore his lair... You have to actually you find there's two little kind of Easter eggs, more or less, but there you have the arcade games, and it says, of course, when you go to the arcade and you press the X button, it says, "Hey, does everybody have $10? I swear I'll pay you back." And it's actually Maw, M-A-W. Yes. You could try out that game, and then otherwise you could download it while you're playing that game, which they did was really smart, and Splosion Man. Yeah. So they had it so you could try out... Well, that Maw game isn't really interconnected with them. I think it's just that...
No, they didn't make it.
The same people. They didn't really say it when I clicked on it, but anyways. Yeah,
it was Twisted Pixel's first game.
All right, well, besides that, they were able to kind of push their other games onto you, so it's pretty good idea that they have that set up. Are you stuck?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'll show you in a minute.
Okay.
All right. I think that's about it. Done.
Because I don't think you guys had a chance to.
Holy shit! Sorry, an hour and 16 minutes. That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Come on, stick a fork in us.
So remember, check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, requests, anything, it's thebastards@bostonbashbrigade where you can reach us.
We're also on myspace.com/bossesbashbrigade. You can hit us up on there with emails, whatever else you think of. Along with that, we're also on Facebook groups, so you can see the podcast, the webcast videos on as we put them up. And hopefully you can go and check that out. And we just want more people to see it. And if you like it, spread it around to everybody as much as you can. And Bill.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. Go show them some love and check out Geek Aggro while you're at it.
And I do want to send a really big thank you to the guys over at Gamer Reaction. I keep meaning to do that because they invited me onto their website to do a little thing. It'll be on there like either in December or January because they usually record their shows in advance. So I do want to give a big shout out to them because we met them at PAX East and they were really, really nice people.
It was awesome to meet up with them and they, you know, it was cool because we were able to talk back and forth about what's going on at what booths and, you know, they were able to give us good information. So
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, definitely I will give them thumbs up for that.
And Blonick and I are planning on attending what is called the Love Sex Speedrun Classic over at the Showcase Live at Patriot Place.
Yeah.
It's going to be held... the finals, at least, are going to be held on October 20th, which is a Wednesday, and it's going to be from 4 to 9 p.m. This is where they're going to be playing old-school games like Mario and Contra for prizes, and, like, the really big prize is this bronze power glove.
Yeah, if you ever remember the old love glove, as they used to call it, which was the whole setup where you could, you know, control it when you're playing the racing games.
It only worked with one game.
It only really works with one fucking game.
I love the power glove. It's so rad.
But I think if nobody could steal this fucking idea from me right now, but if we could actually turn that glove, the love glove, actually towards the soldiers so they could use it with robotics and everything like that, they'd probably be a lot more efficient with taking care of this goddamn, you know, bombs faster. But that's just me.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely I feel that, you know, it's going to be an awesome, you know, game to go to and check out what's going on. I wouldn't mind, you know, just chilling out and, you know, sitting back.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. We're going to hear music from the band called Minus Baby. They're chiptune. That's like the techno that uses like the 8-bit sort of sounds. Right, so yeah. It could be fun.
And watch our website. We'll be putting up information soon on our fundraising to collect money for the North Shore Cancer Walk. So if you want to, you know, donate money, know an organization that's willing to help out, or even if you want to walk with us, we'll, you know, give you all your information.
Yeah, I mean, if you can give us all your information and stuff like that, and we can get enough people coming in, we could get our own shirts up and everything like that, and look like an actual professional team coming in and everything like that.
This is a, you know, cause that means, you know, a lot to our hearts, so.
Yeah. We know too many people are fucked up by that or have passed away from it, so it's kind of a shitty situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Are you done?
Am I done? So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Bulonic. This is Bull.
This is Anvil.
Thanks, sign our pictures.
We are the Bastards.